I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through the intercession of St. Faustina and through the intercession of Blessed Francis Xavier Silos, we pray for the full healing, body, mind, and soul of President Trump and his wife, the First Lady. We pray this in Jesus' name, through Mary's intercession and through the powerful intercession of St. Joseph and all the angels and saints. We pray for full healing in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm on duty. Terry, what about you?
Yes, I'm on duty, buddy. We've got a great show ahead of us because we're going to be talking with good news and also not so good news, but I think the news about the Vatican Cardinal spending $800,000 to discredit Cardinal Pell during the sex abuse trial, that's scandalous, but I think that it's tied into the McCarrick case also, and we'll talk more about that. On the good news side, I think this is good news. I love having prophets, Jess, in my time. And I think Jim Caviezel, a layman, I did see his movie, Infidel. It was a powerful movie.
Yeah, but I saw it yesterday as well. We could talk about it.
Yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah. And, you know, he's pointing out that Christian way of living will soon be gone. Prepare for a massive persecution. Well, this has happened to Christians for 2,000 years. So he's spot on. And then, Jess, this weekend I got inundated with lots of people calling me because Father Altman and Bishop Strickland, we released the one-hour interview Friday night, and then it went to LifeSite News and Church Militant. Tens of thousands of people loved it. And what was so powerful is, we'll talk about it, how Bishop Strickland was able to communicate through a tweet to Father Altman's support for what he's doing. And Bishop Father Altman said, "You brought grace and into my life at a very important time." And so,
and other friends, by the way.
Oh, they're good friends, yeah.
As a result of that.
Right, right. And so we'll talk a little bit about the effect of that on the church. As the church is so polarized, Jesse, I'm going to be honest with you. It's polarized. We've got a bishop down in the border in Texas saying it's okay to vote with a candidate who's killing unborn babies. See, that shouldn't happen, but it is happening. That's why we want to pray for our leaders. But before we do all of the above that we just talked about, let's bring the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel, for the according from Luke for today's Mass, Jess.
Yes, sir. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. The Bible tells us, "There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, 'Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?'" I'm going to stop there.
Mm-hmm.
If you would ask somebody, a Protestant today, they'll say, "You got to accept Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior into your heart and say the sinner's prayer." That's what they would say. But the problem is, that's not in the Bible. That's what Protestant theology, evangelicals teach. That's not in the Bible. Here's what Jesus said. How do you gain eternal life? He said this. Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law, how do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love your neighbor, your God, with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And your neighbor is yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, notice, justify yourself.
Yep.
You can't do that. You can't save yourself. You can't justify yourself. Only God can justify the sinner. It says, But because he wished to justify himself, that means save himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him in Jerusalem. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest," this is a Levite, or an Aaronic priest, "happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite," somebody from the tribe of Levi, "came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed on the opposite side." These are the chosen people of God, by the way. "But a Samaritan traveler," a Jewish half-breed, "who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, "Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back." Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Feast of Divine Mercy.
Amen.
"The one who treated him with mercy," Jesus said, "go and do likewise the gospel of the Lord."
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'll let St. Augustine, I'll bring him in to give the commentary on this.
That's a good one.
Forget about what I said.
Yeah, really.
St. Augustine says that the way you understand this parable by way of allegory, he says that the parable signifies Christ's restoration of mankind. What does he mean by that? Adam is the man that's attacked in this parable. Okay, he's attacked in this parable by Satan and his legions. So this man who represents Adam, he's stripped of his immortality and he's left dead in his sin. Well, then you got a Jewish priest and a Levite that represent the old covenant and the old covenant's inability to restore eternal life to man. So now Jesus Christ comes as the Good Samaritan to rescue the man from death in the new covenant and bring him to the church for refreshment and healing through the sacraments. So the Samaritan represents Christ in the new covenant. The Levite and the Jewish priest represents the old covenant. Their inability to save the soul through their system of sacrifice. The Samaritan represents Jesus and the new covenant and the sacramental system that brings healing to the soul and reorients a sinner back into a right relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ. Terry?
You can't go better than Augustine, Jess. Good job. Hey, let's bring the smartest guy into the room right now. Bull Sheen ahead. He has a guest, and I'm going to let Jesse introduce the guest and the quote from the guest.
Yeah, the guest that just got off the boat, or the train.
Is
St. Faustina of Kowalska.
Amen.
It's her feast day today.
Yep.
St. Faustina, pray for us. And it's powerful,
powerful
what she says. There's a quote in her diary when she went to go do a holy hour. And when she was there praying for an hour and she walked out, these demons accosted her. And the demons took the form of dogs. And the conversation that they had with her, they tell her that your prayers ripped souls from our claws. Look at what it says, paragraph 320. It says, St. Faustina writes, "After the adoration, halfway to my cell," that's the room that they live in because it's so small, "I was surrounded by a huge pack of black dogs who were jumping and howling and trying to tear me to pieces. I realized that they were not dogs, but demons. One of them spoke up in a rage and said, 'Because you, Faustina, have snatched so many souls away from us this night, we will tear you to pieces.'" St. Faustina answered, quote, "If that is the will of the most merciful God, tear me to pieces, for I have justly deserved it because I am the most miserable of all sinners, and God is ever holy, just, and merciful." To these words, all the demons answered as one, "Let us flee, for Faustina is not alone. The Almighty is with her." And the demons vanished like dust, like the noise of the road, while I, Faustina, continued on my way to my cell, undisturbed, finishing my thanksgiving prayers and pondering the infinite and unfathomable mercy of God. So when you do a holy hour, literally demons told St. Faustina that you are ripping off souls from their claws as you're in there in front of the Blessed Sacrament, pleading the blood of Jesus and the divine mercy upon souls. Terry?
And this is why it's very consistent what St. Faustina said with Our Lady of Fatima when she said souls are going to hell because no one is there to pray and make sacrifices. So here's the message I got out of that. Go into church after the show today. Pray. Make a little offering for the souls, for people who are away from God, and your prayers have an effect. So when people say, "Well, what can I do, Jesse and Terry? The world is going to hell." Yeah, you know what you can do? Every action is like a blank check. What you do is you offer everything to Jesus and through Mary, And that way you're part of Team Jesus. You're participating in this great battle that Jim Caviezel is going to be talking about a little later in the show today. So don't stand on the sidelines, okay? Nobody. I don't care if Grandma, you're 102 years old. You can participate in the mission of the church by what you're doing. So bottom line, like Jess just said, make your holy hours. Get your rosary out. Every prayer you make, you're participating in this great arena of salvation history right now. And so all of us, including me and Jess, we just want to we give it all to Jesus. How do you do that? By giving yourself to God, by doing His will, not your will. And just a quick note, on Friday, Jesse, we have a special show. When you're gone, we've got Brenda Garcia. She's going to be coming back from popular demand, and she's going to be talking about how to bring young adults back to the Catholic Church. We know that 83% of the kids, by the time they're 23, are not practicing their faith. How do we bring them back? Well, Brenda's going to talk about introducing them to Christ and giving their lives to Christ and doing His will. It's the key to getting to know Christ and doing His will. Once you know that, then you can have that relationship with Christ. But when we come back, Jess, I hate to say it, but we got to expose the cancer in the church so that we can pray also for the leaders, because this McCarrick report hasn't come out yet. But I think this next thing we're going to talk about, a Vatican cardinal spent $800,000 to discredit Cardinal Pell during the sex abuse trial, will be tied in to that McCarrick report. I just want to say that this is hard to have to talk about, but you know what? We got to get the poison out of the church through our prayers and our sacrifices. You're listening to Who? The Terry and Jesse Show here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Go ahead, Jess.
If you like what you hear, then like us, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell to be notified, and share this show with others.
And that's how thousands of more people on YouTube are watching us right now. We'll be right back.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR. And may God richly bless you and your family.
Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father Altier and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
St. Faustina, pray for us in the elections. Pray for this country. Pray for President Trump and his wife's full healing. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us and protect us. Amen. Terry, there's always a prophet amongst the earth. The Bible says that.
Yep.
In the book of Amos chapter 4, except me, in the book of Amos chapter 3, verse 7, here's what it says. It says this, quote, "Indeed, the Lord God does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets." Interesting. So the book of Amos 3:7 indicates that there's always a prophet upon the earth. In fact, St. Paul talks about the fact that there is gift of prophecy. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. So if there's a prophet upon the earth that has a gift of prophecy, there's a few in my book, Terry.
Oh, yeah.
They would never call themselves that because, again, the virtue of humility that they possess. But Jim Caviezel, which we'll talk about on the next segment, he's definitely one. And I think Cardinal Pell is another one, Terry.
I do too.
Vatican Cardinal by the name of Giovanni Angelo Bicciu. Mm-hmm. He spent $800,000 to discredit Cardinal Pell during a sex abuse trial. There's an Italian newspaper that reported that Cardinal Giovanni Bicciu moved into an Australian account.
Yep.
$800,000.
Unbelievable.
While Cardinal Pell faced false charges in Sydney, Australia. The report was published again by an Italian newspaper that talks about Cardinal Bicciu. He was the former substitute for general affairs in the Vatican Secretariat of State. And the fact that this money under his watch and under his authority was $800,000 was moved over to Australia. And people believe, according to this article, it was done to discredit Cardinal George Pell during a sex abuse trial. And Cardinal Pell, thanks be to God, was later cleared of these charges by the High Court of Australia. So on September 24th, the Vatican announced Pope Francis accepted the resignation of Cardinal Giovanni Angelo Bicciu from his position as the prefect of the Congregation for the Cause of the Saints and from the rights connected with the cardinalate. In other words, with being a cardinal.
Yep.
Terry, this is huge.
It is.
In other words, it's saying you're fired.
That's right. When
it says, "We accept his resignation," it means you got caught doing something dirty, you're fired, Terry.
Yeah, this is the same cardinal who did that real estate deal in London we talked about months ago, Jesse. Hundreds of millions of dollars buying a piece of property, and then it was a bad investment, and there's a lot of shady deals going on. We always say follow the money, Jesse, and in this particular case, it's so true again. Even our good friend from the National Catholic Register, Edward Penton, he wrote, "A Vatican source with detailed knowledge of the matter confirmed everything from the newspaper." So this has got what you call in the police business, you're getting information from several sources saying the same thing.
And right. So, you don't just make your case on one independent piece of evidence. You have to corroborate it. And we have corroboration.
We do. And here's the bottom line. And this is my concern, that this gentleman we need to pray for is tied into the McCarrick case. He was good friends with McCarrick. That's just a fact. And anybody who's a friend of McCarrick, I'm suspect about
him. No friend of truth.
No,
Terry.
No,
they're,
Jesse.
They're not friends of truth.
I want him investigated because that's what the investigation was all about. Who knew what? And that's why I keep pressuring the church, and so does Bishop Strickland. And when he went to Holy Father, please get this report out. Because as Catholics, we want to have transparency that the church is talking about, but we don't see it yet. We're seeing bits and pieces of people who were involved with McCarrick losing their cardinate, being a cardinal. But I believe, Jesse, that when that report comes out, we can actually do a whole lot more to get our church back in order, because right now it's total chaos, and that's the challenge. I know I say that, but Jess, look, the guy is caught with his hand in the cookie jar. And the Holy Father now says, I'm going to clean up the finances. Pell wrote in an official statement. He said the Holy Father's playing the long game, and thanks be to God. He says, "I hope the cleaning of the stables continue both to the Vatican and Victoria." So here's the bottom line.
Yeah, Victoria, Australia.
Yeah, Australia.
Yeah.
This guy canceled the audit that the Pope had asked Cardinal what's his name?
Bicciu.
No. There was an audit going on, and Cardinal Pell was going to do it. And as soon as that audit was coming in, this Italian cardinal, he stopped it because what was going to expose there was very incriminating. And so it finally got out. But the point of it is they're vindictive. I believe that this Archbishop Cardinal said, look at Pell, you almost exposed me. I'm going to pay. It's payback time. And I hate to say it, Jess, but human nature doesn't change.
Yeah, even when you put on...
Nope, they're still got the concupiscence, Jess.
Yeah. So Cardinal Bichu, he was... he had a very powerful position in the as the Vatican Secretary of State up until 2018.
Yep.
And again, this Italian newspaper called Corriere della Sera, it says that during his tenure as a Secretary of State, Cardinal Bichu transferred more than $800,000 to an Australian account.
Unbelievable.
Here's a connection. It was done roughly at the same time that Cardinal Pell, the former Archbishop of Sydney, Australia, who was appointed by Pope Francis to clean up the Vatican's finances as a prefect for the Secretariat for the Economy, he was facing charges of sexually abusing boys. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vatican didn't intervene on behalf of Cardinal Pell regarding what many observers quickly identified as false charges.
Yep.
We were saying that from day one.
I know. Where are they?
Cardinal Pell spent several months in prison before the High Court of Australia. They overturned his conviction in April, and the court basically explained that there was insufficient evidence.
Yep.
But according to the Italian press, Monsignor Alberto Perlasca, who worked with Cardinal Bichu in the Secretariat of the State, he started cooperating with Vatican investigators looking into financial misconduct within the Holy See's institutions. And Monsignor Perlasca argued, and he wrote in a newspaper, that Cardinal Bichu has used some journalists and other sources to discredit his enemies in recent years.
Wow.
And Monsignor Perlasca also said, and it is precisely in this vein that the payment in Australia would have been made, possibly in connection with Cardinal Pell's trials, according to the Italian press. So the precise nature of the payment, who sent it, who received it, and who was it for, all that's still unclear. It needs to be verified. But Edward Penton,
yep,
another good sound voice,
yep,
from the National Catholic Register, he's Rome's correspondent, he said the following. He wrote the following, quote, "A Vatican source with detailed knowledge of the matter confirmed the contents of," again, the Italian press, "Monsignor Serra reported to the Register on October 2nd and the existence of the bank transfer to Australia."
Yep.
"The year and the date of the transfer are recorded in the archives of the Secretariat of State," says Edward Penton. He writes, and he says that the funds were extra budgetary, meaning that they didn't come from ordinary accounts. They were ostensibly transferred from works to be done on the Australian nunciature, according to Edward Penton. And Cardinal Bichu, meanwhile, again, doing what a lot of people that have bad character do. He's essentially just denying,
yeah,
Monsignor Perlasca's accusations of having used journalists to discredit his enemies. Cardinal Bichu said this, "I decisively reject any kind of illusion about imaginary privileged relations with the press." Again, now that he stepped down, after the news broke that this corrupt Cardinal Bichu stepped down as a prefect for the Congregation for the Causes of Saints, Cardinal Pell thanked the Pope, Pope Francis, for accepting the resignation of a powerful Vatican official who in 2016, Cardinal Bichu, single-handedly canceled a planned external audit of finances that was being conducted by Cardinal Pelletieri.
Yeah, you know, Jesse, what's our response? Oh, yeah, that's sick.
Follow
that's
the
terrible
money.
Yeah, follow the money. But you know what our response spiritually is as lay people? We're not management. We're in sales. So what can we do? We can pray for their conversion. We can make reparation for these sins. And, Jesse, it is sinful to take this money and use it for what they're using. And it's sinful to take the donations of our lay Catholics that we've given money to the church and to use it for these things. So what do? We pray. We make reparation. What's that prayer I gave on Friday about Our Lady of Fatima making reparation before the Eucharist. We need to do that because we can respond in a way that can make restitution for these things. And we pray for their conversions. Without prayer, nothing gets done. And just all this exposure, it is incriminating. I hear people who are non-Catholic and they go, oh, man, what is going on with your church? And I say, well, sin. It's been going on for 2,000 years. But what we can do is we can call out, for God's mercy and justice. Did you hear what I said, Jess? Justice needs to be done. That's why the McCarrick file needs to come out, and justice needs to come out, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, Terry, and that's why St. Paul, the way he would wrap everything that happened with this corrupt cardinal,
yeah,
beat you, he would say this.
Yeah, what would he say?
1 Timothy 6, 9 and 12.
Yeah.
But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation,
yep,
into a snare, into many senseless and hurtful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evils. It is through this craving, like this cardinal beat you, this craving for money, that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced their hearts with many pangs. But as for you, man of God, I speak to Cardinal Pell, shun all this. Aim at righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith, Cardinal Pell, Archbishop Vigano. Mm-hmm. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called when you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. St. Paul, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9 and 12.
Well said, and I'd also would give another comment from a Benedictine monk. He said, more good can be done in a single hour of adoration than 100 days of uninterrupted preaching and apostolic labors. For when you are with me, I am working for you. And again, make reparation for these sins that are going on in our church. And they're sins. We see sexual sins. We see financial sins going on in our church. And what do? We don't leave. There's nowhere else to go, Jess. You know that. We pray our way through it. We make reparation. We ask our leaders in our church to be holy. We pray for them that they will be holy. And again, pray that we will have strong leaders coming up and saying, you know, I don't care. I'm going to speak the truth. Like Father Altman, I'll just say it right now. Like Bishop Strickland, like Archbishop Vigano. These are men that are willing to speak the truth and pay a price for it. Just when we come back, Jim Caviezel, we got a quote, we got a great comment from him regarding Christian way of living will soon be gone. Prepare for massive persecution. But I'll tell you what, the good news is what comes after that. We'll be back with Terry and Jesse on Virgin Most Powerful to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com. Code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Leviticus 11:44 says, consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy. St. Vincent Pilate said, you must be holy in the way God asks you to be holy. God does not ask you to be a Trappist monk or a hermit. He wants you to sanctify the world and your everyday life. May God show us the path to holiness and help us to follow it all the days of our life.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Amos chapter 3, verse 7 indicates that there will always be prophets upon the earth. There's also the gift of prophecy, a charismatic gift that some people have. Here's another person that would never say so, but I'm at liberty to say that I think that he makes many prophetic statements. Who knows? Maybe he may be a prophet. A time will tell. His name's Jim Caviezel, Terry.
Yep.
He talks about there's a Christian way of living that will soon be gone and prepare for massive persecutions. Last night, I went to go watch the movie Infidel.
Good.
And he said something. By the way, the movie's it's a Middle East thriller.
Oh my God!
Where Jim Caviezel it has happened a bunch of times. So this is based on true accounts.
Yes,
he's an American who was kidnapped while attending a Cairo conference where he was asked to go speak about ecumenical dialogue, but they didn't like his brand of ecumenism, Terry. Because
he told the truth.
He told the truth about Jesus.
Exactly.
Terry, it was the Jesus question.
Exactly.
And that got him in trouble.
Exactly.
Because all he did was state what the church teaches.
Yep.
And as I sat there with my wife and a few other Catholic couples that went to go watch it, here's what I said, Terry. And not to be, I said, I wonder how many leaders in our church that have holy orders would dare to say what Jim Caviezel said in a room full of Muslims. I don't think many. And that's people with Roman collars and mitres.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have defended Christ like Jim Caviezel did in a room full of Muslims. That's just my opinion.
I wish it was different, Jess, but I agree with you. I wish I could say I don't agree, but I agree with you.
Yep. And so he ends up in... So he's an American who tells the truth at a conference in Cairo, Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
And he ends up in prison, and they make charges of spying, trumped-up charges.
Yep.
And so the whole movie's based on his wife goes to Iran and is trying to get him out. Great movie. But in this other article, Terry...
Let me just finish, because I saw the movie a week ago also, and there's an insight that I want to share with our listeners, so make sure you see it. And that is, he was taken to Iran, and... You've got all these Christians in Iran worshiping Jesus Christ underground. There's an underground church. That moved me, Jess. And I just want to share that. The movie, now there's violence in it. I get all that. It's rated R, Jess, because of the violence. But
it's in a Muslim country.
What do you expect?
They practice terrorism.
Exactly. And so, but what I really was impressed with was how Jim portrayed the American, where he could have gotten out of jail. All he had to do is say, I deny what I said, sign this piece of paper,
and I'm a
spy, and I'm out of here. I'm back home in a comfortable position. So what that told me, Jess, in that movie, it made me almost want to be prayer for myself that when the persecution comes, I want to be able to do what that man did in that movie and say, you know what, you can take my life, but you know what, do whatever you got to do, because you know what, brother, I'm going to heaven, because you know I'm living in the state of grace right now, and I'm not afraid of you, because the worst thing you can do is kill me. I'd like to be able to say that. And so this movie made me realize that our time could come like that here in America. It's not outlandish to think like that, Jess.
In the movie, Jim Caviezel, as he portrays this American guy, he says something very interesting, which I think it speaks about this article from LifeSite News, which is called Jim Caviezel, Christian way of living will soon be gone. Prepare for massive persecutions. As he played the American on that movie Infidel, Jim Caviezel at this Cairo conference on religion,
right?
He told the imam, he says, you know, we should basically try to work together because we're all monotheists. Yes. You guys, the Jews, and us.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all monotheists. We believe that there's one God. Yeah, we may have our nuanced positions on what monotheism means or how it plays out in the actual inner life of God.
Yeah.
He says, but we're the three Abrahamic religions. We're monotheists. He says we have a bigger enemy, and we need to basically we need to set our differences aside. Our enemy is secular humanism. Mm-hmm. He goes, secular extremists. These are all the enemies of all the Abrahamic religions. Mm-hmm. And I think, Terry, that's a valid point.
I agree with him.
Because, again, I'm not saying here that we worship the same God
doing.
As Islam.
Yeah.
But they are monotheists.
No, they are.
And so are Jews. They believe in Yahweh. They're monotheists.
Yep.
Muslims believe in Allah. They're monotheists.
Right.
They don't have the understanding that we do, that God in his interior life, his inner life, his Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a trinity of persons. But Jim Caviezel, when he was in this one interview, he says, no one has ever rode to victory on the back of fake moral platitudes. We have to speak the truth boldly. Caviezel told My Faith Votes to Megan West.
Yep.
And he, again, as some people who don't know who he is, he's the famous actor who portrayed Jesus Christ in the blockbuster movie The Passion of the Christ.
Yep.
And he also made another movie on Islam. It's called The Stoning of Soraya M, which is another phenomenal movie.
Yeah.
Phenomenal movie. But yeah, Jim Caviezel, he's as pro-life as they get, as pro-Catholic as they get, as pro-God as they get. He said that slavery and suffering have been the lot of God's people throughout much of history. And he said that we don't fully appreciate how blessed we have been to live in a society like America where religious liberty has prevailed. But right now he's saying it hangs precariously in the balance. And he says that you'll wish that you never knew what democracy was. The Christian way of living will soon be gone. He's talking again, if we lose our Christian underpinnings. And I know what he's dog whistling about these elections, Terry.
Exactly.
That's what he's saying.
Of course he's saying that.
Yeah. He's saying that without saying this.
Yep.
You got a party of that believes in liberty and freedom and another party that believes in anarchy and socialism. So Jim Caviezel is saying right now in these elections, our religious liberty hangs precariously in the balance. Terry?
Jesse, I say that, and I just heard somebody sent me a homily of a deacon who I worked in the prisons out in Chino Hills. And he said, a deacon who was with Father Benedict Rochelle, so he got formed really well. And he came out and just power preached on the election. And Jess, I was stood back. I'm like, what? I can't believe this guy's saying this. And basically he said what Jim Caviezel was saying. He said, please do me a favor. Look at the party platforms. That's all I ask you to do. And ask yourself, as a Catholic, you can't vote for a pro-choice candidate. It's as simple as that. And he said, I know there are bishops that are saying you can, but I got to tell you, they can't, because it goes against what Christ taught about the sacredness of life. And I'm just going, this is so good. And he said, and if we don't, he said the same thing about Jim Caviezel. He said, we will be punished here in America. We will lose our freedoms. And I'm thinking, did this dude read Jim Caviezel's article and just start preaching on it? But here's the kicker, Jess. For you to say it, you're not a deacon or a priest. They can't take your faculties away. I was stunned that a deacon had the audacity to speak so clearly on the election and saying that there's only one candidate you can vote for and be a Catholic. And that says it pretty clearly. Now, he didn't say President Trump like I've said it.
Right.
But at least on the altar, he made it so clear to the people, and you know, there was an online sermon, but he was echoing what Jim Caviezel is saying. And so I think what's happening, Jesse, is he's emboldening Catholic priests, deacons, just like Bishop Strickland is, just like Father Altman. They're coming out and speaking the truth about what we're up against in our time. And I thank him for that.
Yeah, this weekend, my brother Johnny came to visit me
Good.
In California. And
Good.
So we went to Holy Mass together on Sunday.
Good.
And my pastor, Father Craig Friedley, who's
he's a great guy.
He's retired Air Force. He used to fly F-16s. he basically took Father Altman's homily, just maybe, you know, put some Bible verses and stuff, And my brother Johnny, his eyes is bugged out. He goes, I've never heard a priest preach like that from the pulpit. he preached at all the masses on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was basically a combination of Father Altman and Father Pavone's articles from the pulpit.
Wow.
I mean it was bold. At the mass that I went to, Terry, I've never clapped before at mass because it's not proper for the mass. But I'll tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
After the homily, a lot of people spontaneously started clapping because these are older people.
Yeah.
They've never heard something like that from a Catholic pulpit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't you agree, though, Jesse? What's happening? You know, you got Bishop, great Bishop in Phoenix to back your priest.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is great.
He's not going to say that.
No,
right.
But here's the point. Don't you agree, though, that these men like John the Baptist are speaking out and they're emboldening other priests and other bishops and other deacons to really speak up, because we've been silent for way too long, Jess.
Absolutely. Yeah, Terry, Bible says iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another.
That's it.
The good priests like Father Pavone and Father Altman and Father Lankett here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
Their homilies being put out there, and there's another a good Franciscan out here that just speaks the same way.
Awesome.
And he's bold. He's a 35-year-old Franciscan.
Awesome.
He celebrates Holy Mass barefoot, he says, because Father Anthony Tinker, he goes, I'm in the presence of the same God that Moses took off his sandals
for. Makes sense.
And he says, and so I, as the Franciscan, cannot celebrate Holy Mass, he says, with my shoes on, because I'm in the presence of the Shekinah glory,
wow,
the same God that I've never heard that before, Terry.
I love it, though.
He's a 35-year-old priest that also knows how to do the Latin Mass, by the way.
Imagine all these young guys are finding, hey, Jess, before.
Yeah, they're all trained.
They are. And before we take the break, I want to make a quick announcement. We are not going to take advertising from Joe Biden like some Catholic stations are doing. We're hurting right now because we're painting our church. We've had some repairs that need to be done, and we're short for about $5,000. I'll be honest right now. And if people want to give us the money and say, this is to help you guys get through this little period, I just went to the line of credit to put the money in. I don't hardly ever do that. I think it was a year and a half ago we did that. So we'll get it back. But if people want to call me at 661-972-7872, I'd like to thank them. I'll give you a copy of my book. I'll give you Fulton Sheen's recordings just to say thanks. But we do need some funding. But I promise you, if Joe Biden calls Virgin Most Powerful Radio, Jess, what's the answer? Come on, what's the answer?
Take a hike, pal. Yeah. Look somewhere else.
Go pound sand is what I would tell him. We're not going to do that.
That's the beautiful thing, that the fact
we're non-profit.
That we're non-profit. We're independent. We're not basically beholden to anybody over
that's
us.
That's right.
We're a team of lay Catholics, and we call the shots following the magisterium of the church.
Amen. We come back, Father Altman, Bishop Strickland. What happened over the weekend? Tens of thousands of people heard us from Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be right back to share that with you.
Jesus said to the apostles in Luke chapter 10, "Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me." According to Saint Boniface, in her voyage across the ocean of this world, the church is like a great ship being pounded by the waves of life's different stresses. Our duty is not to abandon ship, but to keep her on course. May our Lord help us remain ever faithful to his church, to aid and defend her.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Straight Talk Catholicism. Terry, just want to mention one final thing about Jim Caviezel.
Oh, we need it.
Yeah, just one more before we move on to the...
Yeah, no, this is good.
Is that in his article, he was asked about the whole issue of abortion. And Satanists, they're not even hiding it any longer, Terry. Satanists are admitting that abortion is a ritual to Satan. So the cat's out of the bag. You know, we used to wonder, like, okay, well, why are they doing this and stuff? I mean, I'll read it. So this isn't Jess Romero. I'm quoting Lucian Greaves. He's one of the co-founders of the Satanic Temple.
Hmm.
Here's what he says about abortion, because they're huge on trying to keep it legal.
Yeah,
the Satanic Temple.
Sure.
And Lucian Greaves, they're one of the co-founders. He says this. He says the Satanic Temple has waged a long legal battle to claim that killing babies through abortion is a religiously protected satanic ritual.
Wow.
Bingo. What people have been saying for years, you guys are making this stuff up. What do you mean? What do you mean? It's like their version of the mass, their worship of Satan. You Catholics are making this stuff up. You guys are crazy. I'm going to quote it again. Lucian Greaves, co-founder of the Satanic Temple, says this, quote, "We, the Satanic Temple, have waged a long battle to claim that killing babies through abortion is a religiously protected satanic ritual." Terry, it's the abortion is the
it's
is
like
the
sacrament.
Holy grail. It's like the sacrament for them.
Exactly.
And this is what exorcists have told me. This, like, we, like, sanctifying grace is projected into the cosmos, into society through the mass. Their curses and hexes are projected into society through each abortion. That's all I have to say on
well,
that.
Well, Jesse, before I want to give one more clip to Jim Caviezel that really says it. And other let's get Jim on. Jim, let's play that clip.
A great man once said that evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Well, you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. And it's been said if we lose this war, and in so doing lose this great way of freedom of ours, history will report with the greatest astonishment that those that had the most to lose did the least to prevent it from happening. Well, I think it's high time now that we ask ourselves if we still even know the freedoms that were intended for us by our founding fathers. Every generation of Americans needs to know that freedom exists, not to do what you like, but having the right to do what you ought. You weren't made to fit in, my brothers and sisters. You are born to stand out. Set yourself apart from this corrupt generation. Be saints. God bless you.
Wow, Jesse, every time I hear that, we've played it many times, it fires me up, man. And you know who else fires me up? Bishop Joseph Strickland and Father Altman. And everybody's been listening to Father Altman give his talks, his homilies. Go on YouTube. But we're the only one that actually got Bishop Strickland and Father Altman into the same show to talk for an
together.
Hour. Yes. And our good friends over at LifeSight News, Church Militant, The Wanderer, all these guys just started playing that over the weekend. And tens of thousands of people watched this interview. And what I really was moved by in tears is when Father Altman said that you brought graces into my life at a very important time. When he got that tweet that said, I support what you're saying. Jesse, there's 300 bishops in America. One bishop publicly affirmed him and his mission to protect the unborn. That blows me away.
And it makes me sad to see that a Catholic priest that spoke the truth, he was out there twisting in the wind.
Yep.
They were just sniping him from all sides.
True.
And a father figure, a bishop, came to his aid and said exactly the Good Samaritan gospel today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bishop Strickland saw him wounded. Everybody's kicking him and everybody's beating him up as he's on the roadside. Jewish priests and Levites, and Bishop Strickland was the Good Samaritan that picked him up and said, I will be a father to you and I'll heal your wounds. Bishop Strickland exactly embodied today's gospel readings. And as for Bishop, and as for Father Altman, all I can say is that I think Pope Felix III, as you're always quoting, would be he's smiling from heaven.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When he says, not to oppose error is to approve it.
Yep.
Not to defend truth is to suppress it. And indeed, to neglect to confound evil men when we can do it is no less a sin than to encourage it. Close quote. Again, I think the saints in heaven are just looking at him and saying, wow, this is another modern day John the Baptist. Or as the book of Amos chapter 3 verse 7 says, there's prophets among the earth. And again, I think here's another person that qualifies. In my opinion, he has definitely a prophetic ministry attached to his words and his courage, Terry.
And Jesse, many priests have already said to me that Father Altman, Bishop Strickland, that interview gave me courage to speak out. And I believe that our listeners, if you can go to our YouTube channel or go to our website and click on and show that video to your friends, it gave me strength. Matter of fact, Jesse, in the comments, they said, Bishop Strickland, you brought me back to the faith because of your teachings of clarity on the faith. And I believe, Jesse, I really believe this. We have so many people leaving the church. I believe that if they can hear Father Altman, Bishop Strickland, souls that are just speaking the truth with just clarity, that they will come back. The problem has been people are like confused right now because of the polarization in the Catholic Church. And if you guys like what we're doing, which is, on Virgin Most Powerful, putting on programs that reach out to people, I would say support us. Now, I made a little comment that we're short right now. Folks, if you would go to Virgin Most Powerful Radio's website and make a donation, we could really use it right now. Again, I brought up, someone just texted me, what do you mean about taking a commercial of Biden? Well, some Catholic stations that are not nonprofit, that's why they have to do it. Because they'll lose their license if they don't take a commercial from the Biden administration for this election. See, we're nonprofit, Virgin Most Powerful. They can't do that to us. As Jesse just said, we don't get any funding from the diocese. It's all from lay people who support us. Why? Are you kidding me? Some of the dioceses would wish that Virgin Most Powerful would disappear. I'm thinking of Chicago right now, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We're going to continue to fight the good fight with your support. And like I said, we're down about $5,000. If you could give us a little donation on that, I sure would appreciate it. Call 877-526-2151. Go to our website, Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Or you can call me. I take calls all day long answering questions on the faith. No reason why I can't take a donation. 661-972-7872. Jesse Romero, final thought on who controls. Jess, you go all over the country. What are people saying to you about Virgin Most Powerful? What do they say? Jesse, tell us.
Voice of truth, voice of reason, voice of hope, voice of common sense, voice of orthodoxy. Yeah. We don't play You know, we don't play right versus left, Terry. We're like, I think at Virgin Most Powerful, we try to be like baseball umpires.
Yep.
We call balls and strikes.
As we see them.
You know, there's no like, well, I don't know if that was a ball. No. It was a ball or a strike.
Black and white Catholicism.
Yeah, there's only two things. It was good or bad, or it's right or wrong.
That's how we see it.
And I think a lot of people like that we don't operate in the gray, because Terry and Barbara and myself, who started Virgin Most Powerful, yep, we believe that gray is the devil's color.
Amen.
Virgil 50 Shades of Gray.
That's right.
And by the way, we called the network Virgin Most Powerful specifically.
Yes.
Because we know that we're under attack, especially when you want to promote, As G.K. Chesterton says, orthodoxy.
Yep.
When you want to promote orthodoxy, people think it's insanity. They think orthodoxy is insanity. That's the title of his book.
That's okay? Right.
And so some people think that Terry and myself are crazy, because you guys actually believe what the church has taught for 2,000 years. And so I said, when we were dismissed from the establishment of the Catholic Radio Network,
yep,
I said, Terry, we need to be protected. And we need to call upon the most powerful intercessor to cover all of us. And so we call the network Virgin Most Powerful, which is the most powerful title,
yep,
used by exorcists during a session over a possessed person. Of all the titles that Our Lady has been given, the one that drives the demon out faster are actually two. Virgin Most Powerful and Our Lady of Sorrows,
yep,
are the most powerful titles to drive a demon out of a human person. So I told Terry, A or B, let's take the first one.
Yep.
And so we're called Virgin Most Powerful because we call upon her prayers and protection, and we call her to pray and protect the president, the POTUS, and the FLOTUS right now through this COVID, so that we can get them back on duty as well.
And so what can we do? You, our individual listener, we have the five stones of King David. Hit them, Jess.
Five stones. Pray the rosary every day from your heart. Remember, there's a lot of bad stuff being taught today in politics and in the church, heresy. And Our Lady said that told Saint Dominic, pray the rosary, because through the rosary, I will crush heresy, defeat heresy. Number two, go to Mass as often as possible. Sundays for sure. Holy days of obligation for sure. Try to go throughout the week as much as possible. We need your prayer power. We need the sacraments.
That's right.
To be the sacramental graces to be projected into the air through your holiness and through your prayers. Number three, read the Holy Bible every day. The Mass readings, they're right there in an app on your phone. You can get a simple devotional. Read the Mass readings every single day. They're on the internet. Number four, penance and fasting every Friday, at the very least every Friday. You want to go old school, do them Wednesdays and Fridays. And you can even go 3 days. You know, a lot of people go Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. But we have to incorporate more prayer and fasting and penance into our life. And we've got to stay in a state of grace, or our prayers are in vain. John 9:31, God doesn't hear the prayers of somebody in mortal sin. So we have to remain in a state of grace. If you're in mortal sin, go to confession as soon as possible. If you're in a state of grace, remain that way by going to monthly confession. It's like going to Tune-Up Masters, but this is Tune-Up Masters for the soul. Terry?
I will say, and I just want to thank all of you who have been supporting us here over 3 years of Virgin Most Powerful Radio. It's been a great blessing to share the gospel with clarity and charity. Also, I just want to tell you what Bishop Strickland Hour on Tuesdays is going to explode from this weekend's video that we played. And again, we're the only one in all of America that has a show with Bishop Joseph Strickland, the most mm-hmm. Orthodox bishop in America, who's willing to speak out. And who does he pick? Virgin Most Powerful out of all the radio stations. Now, wow. I hope all the stations pick up our show. If yours not, if your station's not, tell them to pick it up. We give it for free on Virgin Most Powerful. Hey, Jess, what state should we be living in, brother?
State of grace. Don't live in the state of mortal sin. And let's get holy or die trying, because remember, we're all called to be great saints, so don't miss the opportunity. Forget about the college degrees after your name. That's not that important. Let's work on the ST before our name.
Well said. Up next, Dr. Ed Mazza, The Bar of History. Another great show that you have given us to present to people. May God richly bless you and your family.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. Oh my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere. and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.